After 32 years, I came out of the closet as a gay Christian pastor. Finally, on the outside of that suffocating prison, I'm looking around and I'm like, we can't stay here. It's not enough to become informed. We have to do something about the harm we're still witnessing within systems and spaces we've been loyal to for so long. It's time we become reformers. Welcome back to the show, doing a series on movies and shows that helped me move forward in my coming out process, deconstruction, becoming a global citizen, recovering from evangelicalism. Today I want to talk about Call Me By Your Name. This movie stars Timothy Chalamet and Armie Hammer. Let's just acknowledge Armie Hammer was canceled a few years ago, maybe last year, because of abuse in his relationships and fantasizing about cannibalism. I don't really understand all of what went on there, but anyway, that happened. This movie was a lot, especially at the time when I watched it. I was still pretty early on in my coming out experience. And so it was pretty like gritty to watch. And I think it was, and that's also, I think, part of why I appreciate it as well. So I think Timothée Chalamet's character is like 14 in the movie and Armie Hammer's character is like 20 something. So obviously there's a huge age gap and Timothée Chalamet's character is a minor. So there's that really awkward dynamic to it. But here's the thing. Let me just acknowledge, I just want to like say up front about this movie that I think part of the power of this story is its willingness to press against societal standards and norms and honestly kind of confront and commentate on the human experience. Because when you're, you know, you're 14 and you're going through puberty and kind of figuring out who you are and your hormones are, you know, on like fully charged mode, it's not neat or clean or simple. Your body and your desires and your thought processes don't follow ethics and rules. You know, like it's a wild, wild experience. So I think this movie does a good job of at least like capturing that part of humanity, of like that journey, at least for men, right? I can't speak for women, but for men going through this experience, it's like you're just this bag of raging hormones and it's a lot to manage. So I think that's just a fair, honest commentary on being a teenage boy. And then, you know, he's also gay. Excuse me. So I appreciate the grittiness of the movie. It was uncomfortable for me when I watched it, especially because I was still so deeply entrenched in purity culture back then. So it was difficult to like watch several of the scenes and not be like embarrassed and uncomfortable. The weird thing with this too is I watched this movie with a friend of mine who's straight. She's straight, and I think she was on her journey of being an ally. She wasn't homophobic, but she wasn't necessarily affirming either, and she was kind of on her own journey. And you know, sad story to that is she ended up deciding that gay people are not God's highest and best, and like God doesn't bless gay people, whatever. So we're actually not friends anymore, which is a bummer. But anyway, we watched it together. She was in her way supportive at the time. And so I'm thinking back, like, was it weird for me to watch it with a friend? It wasn't, because she and I were pretty close and I was still so fresh in the coming out experience and I just needed some support, and she was like showing up for me in that way. So that kind of, I think, flavored the experience for me. But yeah, there were definitely multiple moments where it was like explicitly sexual and you're like, oh, this is awkward. But I did appreciate, like, I think part of the beauty of art is it's audacity to be uncomfortably honest, right? And so this movie definitely delivers. You watch Timothy Chalamet's character go on this journey, Elio. He goes on this journey of like discovering himself and wrestling through his own like fear and desire to fit in and belong in society, but also like be honest with what he's experiencing and feeling. And then he has this very real, attractive person in his life who happens to be a man that he's like drawn to, right? So I think they did a good job capturing his like vacillating back and forth, strange decisions to try and cope with the internal storm, the conflict that he's experiencing within. Like, I think they did a great job capturing that. I think Timothy Chalamet is an incredible actor. So that was really helpful and cool to see, because I mean, it wasn't a happy story. Like in my mind, like this was actually really painfully honest and uncomfortable. Like that's probably the main words I would use. The most accurate word for me in this movie is uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable for me multiple times. But I think mostly that's because of just how deeply entrenched in evangelical purity culture I was at the time. I should probably watch it again just to like see how I experienced it this time around. But there are multiple moments between the characters that the, you know, the heat and the romance and the sexuality just like hits a high, it gets intense, and it like kind of undresses you as the viewer, at least for me as a gay person, because you're like, oh God, I know what that's like, I know how that feels. And they're capturing it. They're doing a great job like building that tension and like kind of creating that sense of shame or hiddenness, as well as that hidden desire, which is like a lot to manage. It's a lot to sort through and feel and choose within, you know, and I think they did a great job showing that. But the probably the most important and beautiful part of this story for me at the time, especially, was when he has a conversation with his dad toward the end of the movie. His dad sits him down. They're just like talking, you know, and it's cute. He has like this like really beautiful, trusting, authentic relationship with his parents, even in the midst of, you know, his teen years. And his dad just kind of like acknowledges like, hey, you and this other guy, you guys had a really special friendship. It was more than a friendship. And Elliot was like trying to like not have this conversation. He's uncomfortable. He's trying not to like, you know, be outed, if you will. But, and his dad's not trying to out him. He's not even trying to make it about his sexuality. He's trying to honor the relationship and the feelings that Elio had and the journey he's on. And like, it's a display of a kind, caring, loving, grounded, well-adjusted parent loving their kid, right? And his dad basically admits to him in this conversation, spoiler alert, that he had a relationship like that when he was younger, but wasn't brave enough to go as far as his son did, and wasn't honest enough with himself to be able to be willing enough. What? He wasn't honest enough with himself to be willing to admit how he felt and to go to the degree that he actually desired to be in that relationship. And so he kind of expressed regret in this potentially gay relationship he almost had. And so his son's kind of like, what? And you as the audience member, you're like, wait, what? You know, like it's so bizarre and out of nowhere. And you're trying to like, because it's not just in this relationship with these two characters. You're like, wait a minute. Like this dad is defying all of the tropes of how a dad in this conversation has ever behaved in other movies that you'd seen before, at least for me, right? He was basically like pointing to a world where there are quote unquote straight men in hetero marriages and families who might be gay / might be bisexual or pansexual, right? And fine with it, or like not ashamed or not as upset about that. Like the dad was demonstrating a calm, collected demeanor. Just, he had regret about what he didn't do or choose, but you could tell also that the character had evolved since then and had become more accepting of the fact that human sexuality isn't as binary and rigid as, you know, the heterosexist world would have us believe. So you're kind of like, whoa, wait, what? And I think for me at the time especially, I was like having to ask some questions, some scary questions about, you know, monogamy and sexuality and what's good and approved. And even like at that time, like what is God okay with, you know, like those kinds of things. And this dad was advocating for / representing and embodying a voice in this conversation that says, we don't have to judge ourselves for the kinds of relationships we want to have. They're all beautiful. It was, I mean, loosely his point. And you're like, what? And you're watching Elio also kind of represent that discomfort, like, what are you talking about, you know? But the dad, the biggest thing for me in this conversation with his dad was he basically like articulates something that I would find over the next several months of my process difficult to find the words for, but like such a yearning to express. His dad basically says that, I'm putting words in his mouth, but like being gay, he doesn't even use the word gay, just like being in love, like being attracted to whoever you're attracted to and allowing yourself to experience that, is something you, only you can know. No one can tell you what your sexual orientation is or who you love or how you feel. Nobody can tell you that. I mean, people do, right? Do it all the time, but nobody knows, and no one has the authority to say that about you or to you. Like that's something that each of us individually gets to discover and own and choose into. Like we get to choose to decide to embrace ourselves and honor our experience, or to deny it and pretend, right, and conform to other people's external expectations and standards for us that denies our internal authentic experience, right? But he's basically like, that's yours and that's beautiful and you get to choose it and, you know, it's your life and like, live it, you know, love yourself, choose to be you. Basically, he said it so much better, so much more poetically. I mean, I would love to watch the movie again just for that 6-minute monologue from his dad. It might not even be that long, but it's a long scene and it's beautiful. And I remember bawling at that scene because, I mean, the dad was saying things that I needed to hear from my dad, from my parents, from anyone in my life. Like, it was like a, you know, in some ways, like a miracle to hear a father in that context, especially as gritty and honest as the story had been up to that point, and is like, vulnerable, I would say, to hear this dad say that in the midst of all this dark, like, struggle this character has gone through was beautiful. It was healing, you know, and obviously validating and affirming. And so this was like a important movie for me to experience, because the dad, even though he's not a real person, he's a character, right? But the sentiments that were being expressed within the context of the scene still landed somewhere, and it hit me in a place like there was an affirming, validating voice in that I received for myself and just thankfully felt represented and like validated and seen by this scene, by this character saying these things to other character that was me, right, in the story. It was healing and it was beautiful and impactful. And so, again, I'm reiterating, representation matters. Having characters in movies and shows that are you, who are representing and embodying your experience and your perspective and your struggles and your desires and your fears, right? And like watching them go on this journey and having people be kind to them in that place, speak to them in that place and validate and affirm and support and encourage them there is something powerful. And it's weird because, like, I guess in some ways you don't have to quote unquote experience that in your own life to still receive benefit and be impacted by it. And so I did receive, I would say, the word healing and encouragement and like fortification from that scene, especially because of the movie at large. It was beautiful. So it is uncomfortable. It is honest. It is audacious and bold and yet beautiful. I love it. It's a great movie. I don't know that it's for everybody, but man, it was so beautiful and like affirming for me at the time when I watched it. So Call Me By Your Name, Timothy Chalamet, Armie Hammer. Amazing movie. Okay, I'm going to land this plane. I'll see you in the next episode. Listen, there's more where this came from. If you want to dive deeper, check out MikeMayashiro.com.